John Rankin lives on a beautiful mountain ridge overlooking Keels Creek in southern Carroll County. He and his partner, Bill King, have an orchard, vegetable garden, and goats. A neighbor operates a huge vineyard next door, giving the place a Tuscan-like atmosphere. On a walk to check out the view, Rankin picks up a chicken feather and hands it over.
It's a filthy chicken feather.
That's a filthy
we
chicken.
Don't. We'll take a pass on it.
Okay.
This is our garden,
which Bill takes care of. It's been a rough year for gardening, just being so dry and so hot.
Testifying to the heat.
Yeah.
Welcome.
Their energy-efficient straw bale stucco home is cool and dry inside. Very nice. Place is filled with art and writing materials. John's partner, Bill King, is editorial staff writer with the lovely County Citizen. King and Rankin established the paper in the 1990s, later selling it to Rust Communications. The couple now operates Sweet Spring Antiques in downtown Eureka. To replenish inventory, they scour estate sales and auctions, which also provide incredible grist for John's creative mill. His studio is stacked with all kinds of crazy artifacts.
You can kind of see objects of every kind. There's a box of Virgin Marys that I know I'll use one day for... there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 Virgin Marys in a box.
Vintage mannequins, plaster statues, and dolls wait in piles for their next artistic assignment. In the living room, John's arranged his work in order to talk about the upcoming exhibit, photographs, and found object assemblages. Lily the Red Doberman and Otis the Scruffy Schnoodle keep an eye on us. The collection is titled Beneath the Surface, which John says explores stolen innocence, aging, beauty, mortality, and decay.
Well, there's a few things that are happening, you know, that happened last year in my life. I think turning 55 was a major thing, and I lost my mother last year. I think that's a big influence in the show. I've been dealing with a lot of friends that have, you know, the big C. I just lost, 4 really good friends. And it almost feels like the AIDS crisis again, which ironically, I did another series about death and dying back in 89.
During the worst of the AIDS epidemic, first documented in the United States in 1981, HIV/AIDS initially concentrated in the gay community, whose members unwittingly were exposed to the virus, eventually killing more than 1 million Americans.
It was pretty intense back then. You know, I was living in Key West, Florida at the time, a big gay haven, obviously, and we lost a lot. I mean, it's friends, artists, you know, so many great, great people that just went way too soon.
2 decades later, John Rankin is now peering over another edge at old age, some of which is projected onto a series of 17 by 23 archival digital photos. He's an adept photographer, having worked for years as a photojournalist for The Citizen, but these images are carefully staged. For example, the piece Old Friends, a close-up of 2 sweet-looking yet crumbling elder garden gnomes standing in a lush green field, reminiscent of 2 elder friends John has in Florida. One just passed away.
And they were just sort of there for each other and helping each other get by in life. And I found these 2 dwarfs, is what they are.
Plaster dwarfs.
They're plaster dwarfs, yeah, and large. Actually, I found them in the garbage in Eureka Springs and knocked on the door and said, "Excuse me, but are you throwing that dwarf out?"
Off in the distance, behind the dwarfs, stand what looked to be a fence, but are 2 aluminum walkers. The piece Children's Hour is of 2 circa 1950 girl mannequins, one with a very queer expression. Another shows a pale white male mannequin supine on a meadow, a tiny deer prancing on its chest, titled Revenge. The piece Resignation is a close-up of a very handsome, fully formed, and very old mannequin, its skin crackled, a stuffed raven over its shoulder. And finally, Ice Age is a partially submerged doll in a frozen pool of blue water. It's framed in icicles. John Rankin says talking about his art is hard because it carries a great deal of subtext. He much prefers patrons project onto the work. His assemblages are even more complex.
She's titled Saint Joan. Describing it, it's a doll head, and she's wrapped in a armadillo shell. She has antlers coming out of her shell. She has a turtle cap, and she's riding the skull of a, I think it's a pig, but I'm not absolutely sure.
She sits atop a shrine filled with bones and rows of tiny dolls. Other shrines are under antique bell jars, one titled Pray, showing a little porcelain altar boy being consumed by a crocodile head, and Geronimo, comprised of a deconstructed antique shoeshine box adorned with hawk feathers and a crumbling 19th century horse toy. John Rankin started out as a painter and printmaker and then later clothing designer in Key West, where he also operated an art gallery. He took up the camera after moving to Eureka Springs. In November 2008, Rankin debuted his photographic installation, A Community at Peace. It's an ambitious collection of contemplative images taken of a cross-section of Eureka residents thinking about the word peace, for which he received an International Photography Award. That work also garnered an Arkansas Arts Council fellowship announced just last week.
I was really, really thrilled, obviously. It's a big deal. It's a big deal for me.
If you missed this week-long show, which opens at this space above Sweet Spring Antiques in downtown Eureka Springs, Sunday, August 21st, you can also catch it at the Pentimento Gallery in downtown Ontario in September. And if you happen to have any extra ceramic bunnies on hand, John Rankin needs them. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.